Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate that. Jesus. He is unparalleled and unprecedented. He is the centerpiece of civilization. He is the superlative of all excellence. He is the sum of human greatness. You can say amen anytime. He is the source of divine grace. His name is the only one able to save someone in their sins. And his blood is the only power to cleanse. His ear is open to the sinner's call. His hand is quick to lift the fallen soul. He's the eternal lover of us all and everyone, and you can trust him. He supplied mercy for the struggling soul. He sustains the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes with the wounded and the broken. He strengthens the weak and the weary. He guards and he guides the wanderer. He heals the sick and cleanses the leper. He delivers the captive and defends the helpless. And he binds up the brokenhearted. He's for you, and you can trust him. I tell you, we serve a wonderful Savior tonight. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. A little girl was, after prayer, was heard to say by her bedside, "And now, dear Lord, I'm waiting to hear what you have to say to me." We get a little bit impatient at times too with God, don't we? Someone has said that Christ's verities are backed by his verilies. And he says all that's worth saying. And it's our wisdom to do all the believing of what he tells us. And we were going to look tonight at some of the verily verilies in Matthew. As you know, Matthew was a tax collector. He was a man that had a job that he didn't have a lot of friends, let's put it that way, even in his day. But in Matthew chapter 5, we have the verily of revelation. In other words, truly, truly. When Jesus says verily, it means truly, I'm telling you truthfully. Aren't you glad the Lord is always truthful to us? Matthew 5:18. "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." The verily of revelation. Jesus is telling us in this verse eight, number 18, that one jot or one tittle, one dotted I or one cross T. In other words, every part of the scripture will be fulfilled. You can be trusted. Amen? Nothing's going to pass away till all be fulfilled. I tell you, we serve a wonderful, great God. And we're living in exciting times. And he said in verse 17, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." And he came in fulfillment to the word of God in the Old Testament. He came at the right time. He came in the right way through the Virgin Mary. He came in the right place in Bethlehem's manger. He came on time, and he lived on time, and he died on time. And he went up to heaven on time. And yes, he is going to come back one day, and it's going to be on time. One of these days. When, Pastor? Don't know the day, don't know the hour. But I do know that he told us that we could be assured of the times of the seasons. And when we see these things begin to take place, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh, even at the door. We still got an old-fashioned wooden door on Hill Street. It's one of those old-fashioned kind where there's three little wooden windows going on an angle. And if you're the right height, you could stick your nose in one of those windows, you know. And if you knocked on the door and stuck your nose in the window, you'd probably scare whoever come to the door. And I always think of that when I read that verse, that even at the door. In other words, the Lord is there at the door, just about to come in. When you see these things begin to take place, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And so Jesus tells us in verse number 18, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. There's one thing that we can take to the bank tonight, and that is that God's word will be fulfilled in every way. And so we know that he will return one day. There's another interesting verily that Jesus says. In other words, truly, in Matthew chapter 6, he talks about giving. Well, preachers talk about giving, don't they? Even Jesus did. But notice in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 12, he says, and forgive us. Matthew 6, 12. Forgive us our debts. That's not the one I wanted. Let's look at 5:16. I'm sorry. 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your heaven, which is... That's not what I wanted either. Help me, John. Yes, it is. Thank you, John. See, John's got a place here. He helps me a lot. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. You know, we're living in a day where people want credit for all that they do and all that they give in the secular world. And yet Jesus says that verily I say unto you, they have their reward. That's their reward. The acclamation of the people. That the people think that they were good and the people think that they were generous. But verse number 3, but when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. In other words, give as unto the Lord. Amen? Yes, give as unto the Lord, because he's keeping the books. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. One day God is going to open up all the books, and all the secrets of men will be told. And that which is great on this earth will not be so great in heaven. But you know what? What's done for Jesus will last. Amen. You know, we've already had people saved on the bus ministry. But you know what? If it was only one, it'd be worth all of the money that it costs to buy insurance for a bus and buy gas for a bus and whatever else we do in the bus ministry. Amen. But there's the verily of giving. God is keeping the books. And I'll tell you, I'm just so glad that I could give in a church that believes in the value of a soul. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, we have another verily from Jesus. Of course, all the words of God, all the words of the Bible are from God, but it's an interesting study to look at the times in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus said verily. Or even in the Gospel of John, maybe some Sunday night, we'll look at the Gospel of John. There's double verily, verily, verilies. But in Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great, no, not in Israel. And here Jesus is talking about the centurion's servant who's healed. I'd like you to go back, please, a couple verses to number 5. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, this is the verily of faith. There came unto him a centurion beseeching him, begging him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant do this, and he doeth it. And then verse 10, Jesus says, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not all in Israel. Here this centurion wanted the Lord to just speak the word. He didn't have to come to his home. He didn't have to obey him and be like one of his servants and do what he said to do. In humility and a humble spirit, he says, Lord, just speak the word. I believe if you'll just say it, it will be so. And that's the verily of faith. God blesses faith. Faith is one of those things that is hard to express, but it's so important in our life because the just shall live by faith. Amen? One day, faith's going to give way to sight. We're not going to have faith in heaven. Everything's going to be plain. When those clouds are rolled away and we see the Lord as he is, and we're changed in that moment, the twinkling of an eye, and we're changed to be like him forever and for all eternity. Faith will be a thing of the past. But down here, we live by faith. We believe in the invisible God, and we serve someone we've never seen. That's miraculous, isn't it, when you stop to think about it? The world says, show me, and I'll believe. God says, believe, and I'll show you. And so there's the verily of faith. We should be constantly working on our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And tonight, we have set aside time to be together so that we can come to the word of God and increase our faith. And God blesses your effort. God blesses when we open this blessed book and we open the sacred pages and we look at it and we study it. And we know that faith comes by hearing. You tell you, I've enjoyed that gift that you guys had given to me last year, that iPod. I've got the Bible on it, and I'm telling you, I'm listening and hearing the Word of God in the morning. I'm going down the road, and I'm just listening to it, and I'll be finishing up the Bible twice this year. In about 2 weeks, I'll be done. And I've got this little schedule where I mark off without getting in an accident. I cross off the chapter as I go through the chapters. And that paper's all worn out and it's all wrinkled. Well, praise God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'd like you to look also at Matthew chapter 10, please. There's a verily of judgment. In Matthew chapter 10, and verse number 15. And he's speaking to his disciples. And he says in verse number 15, verily, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And he's talking to them about the accountability of the city that hears God's word and those that refuse God's word. Notice verse 14, and whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily, I say unto you, in other words, truthfully, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. There is a price that comes by rejecting the word of God. There's accountability for those, I think more accountability for those that live close to a Bible-believing church. And they could have come. And they could have darkened the doors. And they could have accepted the invitations. I tell you, I pray for our neighbors around here. Every week they see us come and go. Every week they see the buses come by and pick up people. And pretty regularly they get invited. They get tracked on their door. They get spoken to. But you know what? They're more accountable than people that don't have a church in their town. And we certainly need to pray for them, that's for sure. But there is a price that comes from rejecting God's word. And Jesus also spoke about Jerusalem rejecting him. In Matthew chapter 24, here's another verily of judgment. Matthew 24, 1 and 2. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And so he's speaking about the judgment upon Jerusalem for rejecting him. And in 70 AD, Jerusalem was totally destroyed and tore down. I'll tell you, the word of God is a source of blessing, but for those that reject it, it is judgment. And people are responsible for what they do with the Bible. There's another verily in Matthew chapter 10 about rewards. Being rewarded. Matthew chapter 10, he's speaking about children also in Matthew 10, 42. And let's go back to verse 40 through 42 of Matthew chapter 10. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. If you give even a cup of cold water to a child in my name, Jesus said, truly I'm telling you, you'll not lose your reward for being good to one of those little ones. Amen? And I'll go a step further. I think if you give a piece of bubble gum to a little child, I don't think you're going to lose your reward. Amen? We buy a lot of bubble gum. You get so many to a 99-cent bag, but they go quick. We had a bubble gum blowing contest today on the bus, and whoever blew the biggest bubble, they got a prize. And I'm driving the bus, and I'm trying to pay attention, but I can't help looking in the mirror. Brother Derek's back there, and he's giving out two pieces of bubble gum to everybody in the back, and they're trying to, and you see these kids are coming up with these big bubbles, and then it was down to two girls. And I says, oh, Lord, I hope the right one wins. I don't know. Only you know who's going to win. And sure enough, one of the girls won, and she blew a big bubble, and it broke on her face. And that's how she won. And she had a little prize, a little airplane glider, little thing. I got at the dollar store. Actually got five for a dollar. Amen. You get some good deals at the dollar store. Good stuff there for children. And I don't know why it is, but I'm always looking for stuff for children. I find myself not passing up a toy store sometimes. Or you go in a department store, right? I usually end up at the toy department. I don't know if it's an age thing. Or maybe I didn't have enough toys as a child. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just my age. I don't know. Looking for toys for grandchildren. Grandma's like that too. I mean, I can talk about her because she's downstairs, but she is a fanatic at the yard sales. And what does she do? She buys stuff for the grandchildren. Always looking for toys. I never know what Mrs. Janky is going to come home with. The car's always got stuff in it. Last week, she came home with a car. It's the biggest thing she ever bought at a yard sale. Yes, yeah, she did. She got a used car. Got a good bargain. 20,000 miles on it. Yeah, she could sell it today and make $2,000. All I know is I got another item to get rid of. But in any event, those kids were having fun blowing bubbles. You know what? I think that brought the Lord a lot of joy to see them having fun. Amen. Yes, verily, verily, you shall in no wise lose your reward. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 3. And that's the verily of salvation. Chapter 18, verses 1, 2, and 3. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, children, they have an innocence about them. There's things that we can learn about children and their humility and attitude at times, but Jesus tells us that we are to be humble and meek as a little child in his presence because he's so great and he's so big. And we shouldn't be embarrassed to get on our knees and pray to him. We shouldn't be embarrassed to praise him. We shouldn't be embarrassed to tell people about him, because little children get excited all the time about something. You ever watch a kid that was excited? Man, they wear your ears out. They could talk to you 10 minutes about something that really excites them. And Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, unless you be like this little child in humility," be a little child. I'm glad I've got a big, big father, and I'm his little boy. Amen? And you're his little boy and his little girl too, those of you that know the Lord as your Savior. And then in Matthew chapter 26, there's the verily of honoring Christ. Matthew 26, verse number 7 through 13. "There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whosoever, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in all the world, the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, what she hath done, be told for a memorial unto her.'" And this is the verily of honoring Christ. And this woman who honored the Lord with this alabaster box of precious ointment and poured it on the head of the Lord and anointed him for his burial, as the disciples objected and saying, "That's a waste. Why was this allowed to be done?" And Jesus said, "Wherever the gospel is preached in all the world, this is going to be a story that's told for generations of how much that she honored me, how much she cared about me, how much she loved me." You know, it's been true for 2,000 years. Folks like us have been talking about it from time to time, this woman. And Jesus said, "Verily, verily, 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 truly, truly, she has not lost her reward. Wherever the word of God goes out, people are going to be talking about this very day." I'll tell you, that was some special day when they were gathered there and this woman came in their midst. It was so special that it was recorded in the Bible and it's been talked about for 2,000 years. You know, what we do for Christ really does last. Sometimes the devil, you know, gets you thinking, "Well, is it really worth it?" Let me tell you something, it is really worth it. And God is keeping all the books and all the records. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, we have the verily of prayer. Matthew chapter 21. My son John is, he thought he'd get away without singing in a choir. I got him good tonight. The email and his sister. Amen. Really, I didn't plan it. It just kind of happened. I don't know. It just something came over me and said, "Get all the men up there." And Jimmy came late. Jimmy, you always miss out on the good stuff. Jimmy knew. He had an indication there. Verse 21, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." What a wonderful promise for prayer. Amen. "And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." What a wonderful promise of prayer. You go back a couple verses, Verse number 18, now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered? Jesus answered and told them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. Boy, I'll tell you, faith has a lot to do with our prayer life, doesn't it? Our faith in God, our ability to believe His word, our ability to look at a promise of God and claim it for our own and take it to God in prayer. God blesses faith. You know, prayer is a wonderful thing, and Satan would rob you of that privilege each day. Let's not let him do it this week. Let's go to God with our prayers. Let's go to God with our concerns. Let's go to God with our troubles and our heartaches. And let's go to God with our praises and worship Him. Amen? Because He is worthy of it. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You tonight for the truths that we have looked into tonight, the sureties and the verilies. We know that Your word is true and it can be trusted. And Father, I pray tonight that You'd be with our church family in a special way. You know each family and each individual. You know the things that we all struggle with, and You know the trials and tribulations that come and go into our lives. You know those that have health issues, and You know those that have maybe problems tonight, those that need an answer, those that need encouragement, those that maybe needed to hear something tonight from the Word of God to help them to follow You more fuller this week. And I pray, Father, that Your will would be done in our lives, and You'd help us this week to keep our eyes upon You and to be bold to speak of the truths that we believe and to be ready to speak of the hope that is within us to those that come our way. And we'll thank You in Christ's name. Amen.